After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Charges for your call have been accepted.
Hey.
Hello. Hey.
Let me make this quick. Are you home?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I was just going to see if anybody was still in Hastings, if they could put some money in my account so I could get a couple phone cards, but...
We'll take care of it. Ryan's up there, and I'll have Ryan go do it.
That'd be great. She can put some in there. It's $10 a phone card, so...
Okay.
But I love you.
I love you millions, Mike. Don't give up.
I'm not. It's just hard. My anxiety
is
higher than I can imagine. It's just so high.
The what is?
My anxiety.
I can't imagine your anxiety. I just tossed another Ativan.
Yeah.
I know, baby.
Did Diane Smith come?
Yes. The only one that didn't show up that was on my yes list was Dick Reese because he's sick.
Hmm.
And Jimmy. Gay Jimmy, his mama's really sick.
Yeah.
And she's going to have a mechanical heart.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said that Mike would understand, and he just wanted you to know he was thinking of you.
Well, tell him I said hi. I tried to call him a couple times, but we didn't connect.
He didn't recognize the number, but when you call now, we will.
I don't have any money now, but what did Dan have to say?
Who?
Did you even talk to him? I felt
Dan.
Bad for Carlton. I felt bad for Beth. She looked so sad.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there was a person there that didn't look sad, Mike.
I know.
That cop if I could hug my son, and he told me no.
Yeah. I just can't believe she exceeded those guidelines.
Well, in all honesty, Joe said that was good.
He said there's so many things that they've done that's awful, Mike. So many things. But you have to have money for the appeals attorney and stuff, and I know that, I don't know, it's just
don't
tough.
Say. I know. I know all of that, but we've not given up and for what the other, what,
mm-hmm.
You know, this will work in our favor, so... I know you would have rather had the other, but this will work in our favor.
Tom said, Joe said this is probably better than taking a plea. He said you might serve more time, Mike, but this is going to be better, he thinks.
Uh-huh.
It just hurts because they're probably going to send me one of those maximum prisons, you know what I mean? I'm not a maximum person.
No,
you know.
That's what, I know, we were sitting there and Amanda said, little do they know I can kick his ass. I know, it's just
probably where
they'll
send me, and that just sucks because my anxiety is so high, I don't know how I could survive in one, you know? Being locked in a cell all the time, bringing a shower to you, you know?
I can't imagine they'll put you in a place like that.
Yeah. That's what my guidelines are going to be, I think, so they're so high.
What makes me so mad is how she said she listened in on our phone calls, which I hope she still is, old bitch face. But she didn't hear the things that got said, like when the Dale, whatever his name is, was up on the stand and how you felt sorry for him because of the kind, you know, he's a poor, retarded guy. Whatever. She can say whatever. Fat freaking hog.
Yeah, see if you, Ryan, can do that. You're out of minutes on your phone now. I'm sorry if I call a lot right now. Just my anxiety is really bad right now.
Don't you worry about it. Carrie's going to put money on it right now. We are. Don't worry about it. Your anxiety's up. You need to call me, and I'm going to call Sherry here in a few minutes.
Anybody hear from Kelly?
Yeah, I did talk to her.
Yeah?
Yeah. And she didn't think that they'd let you in that program anyway, and just like Joe and the other said, this works better. She said, I know it's bad, and I know he's upset, but you tell him to hang in there in her New York way, and anyway. we're handling things. And I know because things they listen to our conversations, certain things I won't even tell you.
Yeah.
But Michael, you are an amazing man that loves his family more than anything. And that's why you did what you did.
I know, but it makes me feel so bad.
No, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Don't never think you did it wrong by not taking the plea. Don't. As much as it hurts. I know, but don't never regret it, because you're a man, you stand by what you believe in it, and what you were believing in, what you were doing it for, was your family. It wasn't selfish. If you would have been a selfish man, you'd have took that plea because it would have benefited you. Idiot.
Yeah.
So, Carrie's sitting here, and she wants to tell you she loves you, too. So,
all right, I'll talk
I
to
love
you.
I
want to talk to you when I'm done with her, but okay.
All right, just one second.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I love you.
I love you, too.
And this really hangs, my anxiety is very, very high.
I know.
I love you, Carrie. I felt so bad for Wayne. He felt bad for not going to lunch with me. I wanted to go with him.
I know.
Well, keep Bill alive for me.
I will.
And keep make Mom and Dad quit smoking. Just tell the kids how much I love them and kiss them and hug them for me.
Oh,
every
I will.
Day, every day. I'm going to talk to Mom for a couple minutes, Carrie, but I love you. It won't be forever. Just remember that, okay?
I know. I love you.
Tell Dustin me to say I said hi.
He wants to talk to you. He wants my phone card. Here's Carrie.
Hello?
Hi. Hi. Just don't think for... Things are turning already. I'll tell you that, okay? I know, Michael.
I saw Jamie there today, and they just started this trial, and I thought, what? I thought they were going to drop it. You know, I didn't know anything about this insurance business, and you know.
Oh, Jamie was upset over that.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
I don't know. It kind of bothered me. I'm just like, what's going on here?
I think it's just to make you look badder.
You know,
so
Tom did say that she could withdraw her plea if she felt she wanted to or whatever, but I didn't know anything about it. You know, Jamie said she was driving. Buddy said Buddy said that he was. Jamie was driving. Even understand? I just all so confusing to me.
Bottom line, that had nothing to do with you.
I don't know. It doesn't, but she just wants me in there for life.
No, that's not going to happen.
That's what she's trying.
Joe said that with this appeal, that he kind of thinks 5 years, and then if we don't get the rest of the appeal through before...
This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
We don't get the rest
so
of
it
the
would,
What?
There, you know, there's like two parts of an appeal or something.
Uh-huh.
And that court-appointed attorney you got is really, really good on appeals.
Okay.
Really, really good. And Joe said it's kind of like he was one of his mentors, and that's who he would call.
Okay.
So he said, told me that's a good thing. Joe come and found me. I was sitting in the car.
Yeah, but what did he say about the 5-year part? I didn't understand that.
You know, that's what it would probably get reduced down to with the appeal, the first part of the appeal.
Yeah.
Because the other part is the grounds and stuff like that, and that's if you serve, you know, that's probably what you would serve.
Okay, well, I love you a lot. And
I love you with all my heart.
Okay, have Ryan do that for me, and I'll call you again soon, okay? I love you, and keep checking in, and when I get to come, you know, you guys get to have a visit.
This call was terminated because it